USA Radio News.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Pence swearing in the newly elected senators of the United States.
But you take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which you are about to enter, so help you God.
I do.
Congratulations, Senator.
With Democrats in control of Congress now, there's talk of bipartisanship and working together. Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan tells Fox News there are some areas where Democrats and Republicans can work together.
The big one is infrastructure. I talk to a lot of my Republican colleagues. They know that it's long overdue that we do something on infrastructure. I come from Flint, Michigan, which is a city that obviously experienced an infrastructure failure that was really catastrophic. So that is one of those areas, and I think there are others as well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Still no end in sight to a partial government shutdown, and Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky tells Fox News, that's no big deal.
Well, you know, there is a big danger that the government shut down and no one notices. And in the past, the shutdowns have always been, a lot of them have been with a Democrat president, and they do everything possible, like closing down overpasses, closing down empty parking lots, closing down the World War II Memorial, which has no attendant or no cost to keep open. This time, they're not doing that, and so it's not quite as noticeable.
Independent Senator Bernie Sanders is in a little bit of hot water over comments he made regarding possible sexual misconduct allegations that internally rocked his 2016 presidential campaign. Sanders was asked on CNN if he knew about the allegations.
Yes, I was a little bit busy running around the country trying to make the case.
Filings for unemployment benefits increased to more than 230,000 amid the partial government shutdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The 116th Congress is open for business on Capitol Hill. One of the main things the Democrats are going to be focusing on is climate change. Now, is this a winning strategy with the American public, though? Mark Moreno is founder of Climate Depot and author of the book The Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming. He joins Fox News and says this hasn't worked for Democrats in the past.
It has never worked yet. And if you go back, even President Obama tried to make this an issue and couldn't. You have MSNBC who has admitted they can't even mention climate change during prime time because it's a ratings killer. Gallup polling has showed since at least 1989 that the public's concern about global warming has remained relatively stable with ebbs and flows during the time of Al Gore's original movie and other things. But it is not a winning issue. And in this past election, 3 out of 4 climate-based initiatives failed, including Governor Inslee's Washington State carbon tax, which he wants to run for president as the central theme on climate, but he couldn't even get his own state, once again, failed to pass a carbon tax. So you even have the leaders of this movement failing to get their own troops in line, but yet they somehow think they're going to impose a climate new green deal on America.
The CDC is warning people to take precautions against the flu as flu season has officially begun, and they're also saying that the dominant strain this year is the H1N1. It's the same flu virus that killed 50 million people back in the pandemic of 1918. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.